Carter Lean from the Carroll Tigers joining us here today after making an announcement on this Friday that he's going to be heading to Wayne State to continue his basketball and college career. And Carter, congratulations. I know this was not an easy decision for you. Appreciate you letting me know about it, and thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet, Carter. Let's take us through that decision. I know I chatted with you a couple of different times kind of throughout the season, but I don't like to bug you too much about that. But this was kind of a process for you. When did this whole process start?
Well, it kind of started at the beginning of the year, actually, the senior year for basketball. I kind of had a lot of colleges contacting me and stuff, but Wayne State actually didn't contact me till probably like right when this like quarantine type deal started. They texted me like the first day, and I've been talking to them on the phone and on Zoom, and yeah, so I've been in contact with them for probably about the last month, and I don't know, I've just liked everything about the program, the whole staff. Yeah, I'm just really excited to be a Wildcat.
How were they able to jump into the lead in such a short period of time?
Well, they're in the NSIC, which is Division II. It's a league that has like schools like Augustana and University of Sioux Falls, which were big schools like that were around my area when I used to live around there. So I knew who they were, and yeah, it's just a conference that I've always admired and a league that I've always admired, and I've always wanted to play at the highest level I could, and I know Division II will definitely be that kind of level.
I get the sense, too, maybe their style maybe fits what you like to play.
Yeah, they definitely have the new kind of style of shooting a lot of threes and getting out in transition. Yeah, that's kind of the style I like to play, which is exactly what they do.
Carter, you said that a lot of schools were kind of contacting you at the beginning of the year. Who did this all come down to, and who were some of the schools that really had kind of jumped to the forefront before Wayne State came into the picture?
Well, a lot of the schools were like Briarcliff, Dakota Westland, Wartburg, Loras, Mount Marty. There were a bunch of NAIA and Division III schools I was looking at, and then yeah, I was kind of the schools that jumped out right away were like Briarcliff and Wartburg. And after time went on and the season went on, I ended up, just waiting it out a bit to see what would happen. And surely enough, some bigger schools were contacting me, and that's kind of allowed them to jump into the lead. And yeah.
When did you narrow this list down to the last couple of schools?
I narrowed down the list about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and Wayne State really jumped into the lead after the first week of a Zoom calling and talking on the phone. I really liked the staff, and they were really engaged in me, and I just knew right away they would be a top school for me that I was going to pick for sure. So
what were the conversations like, and what are they telling you about potential playing time and stuff for you?
They were telling me about kind of like, well, Coach Kaminsky there, he's been there, I think he's going to be going on his fourth or fifth year, and every year he's been there, they've gotten better and better, except for this last year where they kind of went down a little bit, but they were young, and they'll be better next year for sure. But we just kind of talked about how he told me, like, this is a place where you're going to compete for a spot for sure. But he can't guarantee me anything. It's just you have to go out and earn it. And he really believed in me. I could tell, especially with the offer he made me. And he's obviously, he knew I could have playing time because he would, him and his staff would contact me almost every day. And yeah, that really kind of pushed me forward toward Wayne State.
Did them being young this last year, having a lot of guys come back, did that scare you at all, or maybe facing that competition something that challenges you a little bit?
It doesn't scare me that much because the seniors they did have were all guards, and they had, I think, three or four seniors that, and like I think three of them started for them, and they were all guards, so they were looking for some guard play this year for sure. So I definitely see the spot opening up, and something that I'll have to compete for sure, and get better and get stronger and things like that. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting better, and I'm looking forward to be a part of the team.
Carter, with all the craziness that's going on in the world right now, as you know, probably haven't had a chance to visit Wayne State. How have you had a chance to kind of then learn about the campus and what everything with life could be like there?
I actually have a cousin that actually goes there, and he's been going there for the last 3 years. He tells me a lot about it. But, yeah, I've kind of have experience around there. My mom's originally from Nebraska, so I know a lot about, like, kind of like the town of Wayne, and I kind of got a virtual tour from Wayne also. They kind of sent me something that was nice to see, and I might even drive up there in a couple days and kind of just look around and get used to the town and things like that. But yeah, it's I don't know, I'm just excited to play basketball, especially for a great school. So yeah.
Absolutely. You've got a lot of talent. You handle the ball well. You see the floor as well as anybody I've seen in the last few years. You've got that stop and pump fake move there at the free throw line and the elbow. You can shoot the three. You can get to the rim. So where do you feel like your strengths can help this team right away?
I think definitely on the shooting end before I get, because I know college basketball is going to be a whole different level where I need to get stronger and be able to finish at the rim through a lot of contact. So I think right away, the energy I can bring toward practice and just shooting the ball will help the team for sure. And then just kind of just being like someone that can support my teammates and even trying to be a leader in my first year there.
Is their offensive system, you kind of talked about shooting a lot of threes and wide open, are you going to be, do they have a main ball handler, and could that be you, or is it kind of more where almost anybody can bring the ball up and they just got a lot of shooters on the floor?
At the moment, it's more of they kind of just have a lot of shooters and anyone can really bring up the ball. That's why they were kind of looking for a couple guards in the recruiting process, and I happen to be one of them. But yeah, they were kind of looking for someone that can play the one and the two, and that can bring a lot of shooting and also just bring up the ball. So yeah, that kind of fits how I play perfect.
You mentioned having to get stronger to finish at the rim because, as you said, you know, college going to be a different level. What other areas do you feel you need to get better in?
I would say probably even on the defensive end, because I know guys are going to be a lot quicker, especially at the Division II level. So I'm going to have to get better at not being so risky with, like, reaches and things, but staying in front and sliding and keeping my man in front. So, yeah.
Not everything about college going to be basketball for you. Where do you want to study? What do you want to do later on in life?
I'm actually going to be majoring in biology. I kind of just went into the field because I think it's like a good major and something to get into where you can get a lot of careers out of it. I originally went in thinking like around the field of marine biology and maybe going to graduate school after college. That's still a possibility, but I'm still exploring like certain other like careers and things like that. But yeah.
Any thoughts of coaching someday?
I guess that is a thought. I've never really kind of like considered it being like a big thing for me, but I'm sure it's a possibility. Like over these next 4 years, I might get interested in what we're doing and things like that, but we'll have to see.
Well, Carter, I tell you what, I know I only got a chance to cover you the last 2 years of your high school career, but it's been a pleasure getting a chance to, fun to watch you play. Glad I got a chance to get to know you. Wish we could have had you and honored you at the Rewind festivities this year, but of course, with the COVID-19, we had to cancel those. It would have been a lot of fun to kind of honor and watch you play that one more time down there at Carroll High School. But thanks for everything over the last 2 years. Appreciate you joining us here today, and we look forward to kind of following your career over the next 4 years up at Wayne.
Yep, thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Carter Lean again with the Carroll Tigers. Again, he is headed to Wayne State to play basketball.